Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing everyone a happy new year and a star-filled epiphany. Here's a few moments of astronomy for the end of the week. I hope you managed to find somewhere dark during the holidays to gaze at some stars, but if not, here's a roundup of what planets and such are available for our delight for this month and advance warning of celestial events for the year. In January, Saturn rises around 3 in the morning. It's around all day when we can't see it. Jupiter shows its face at 12:45 in the morning tonight, and by the end of the month it'll be rising at about 11 p.m. Venus sets late at 10:30, and Mars chases her down half an hour later. Mars, Venus and Neptune are all sitting there in the zodiacal constellation of Aquarius. The moon hovering in Pisces will be full on the 12th. So it's not a terrific month for looking at planets if you like to go to bed while it's still dark. This is a good time to view the constellation of Orion and all its interesting and accessible objects in its belt, such as the Great Nebula, one of the most observed and recorded objects in the night skies. Orion's companion Taurus also has a prominent star-forming nebula, and there's the Pleiades or Isilimela nearby with its stars glowing fuzzy blue as the light excites the gases in the massive nebula, which is in fact not part of the constellation at all, but is connected to the constellation of Taurus. For those souls visiting North America this year in August, if you're there on the 21st, there's a solar eclipse which misses South Africa completely, unfortunately. We will enjoy a weak penumbral lunar eclipse on the 11th of February, which means, in effect, we won't see much, if any, reddening of the moon, which is typical during a full lunar eclipse. There will be a partial annular eclipse of the sun on the 26th of February and a partial lunar eclipse on the 7th of August. So what can we expect from science in 2017? We can assume the Mars Curiosity lander will continue to amaze us with further exploration of the geology of Mars, and we will inch forward in plans to send a human to the red planet. Scheduled for December is a transiting exoplanet survey satellite, which is a type of telescope searching for planets around other stars, so that's going to be launched in December. This project will use an array of wide-field cameras to perform an all-sky survey. And it'll be possible with this project to study the mass, size, density and orbit of a large cohort of small planets, including a sample of rocky worlds in the habitable zones of their host stars. This will provide prime targets for further characterization by the James Webb Space Telescope, as well as other large ground-based and space-based telescopes of the future. An unmanned Chinese lunar exploration mission is currently under development and expected to land on the moon this year. This will be China's first sample return mission, aiming to return at least 2 kilograms of lunar soil and rock samples back to Earth. Of course, there will be scores of other satellites launched for many purposes, from Earth observation, navigation, entertainment, science, weather, and communication. And some will also support the International Space Station. Earth is a busy, busy place with plenty going on in our immediate vicinity in space. As it's the start of the year, let me put in a plug for the best publication on astronomy you could wish for in this location. This is the Sky Guide Africa South 2017. Published by Strake and available online or in bookstores, this inexpensive, handy guide breaks down month by month into what you can see up there, as well as having beautifully illustrated and written chapters on various astronomical topics. And the best thing about it is that it's written for this location, not for the Northern Hemisphere, where you see different objects in the night sky. So if you want to know a little bit more about astronomy or fancy a spot of stargazing and want a handy guide, then get yourself the 2017 Sky Guide Africa South. I wouldn't be without it. And this year, they're running a competition so you can win a telescope. So there's something to start the year for you. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FMR.